This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
This is Ring of Honor's Beer City Bruiser.
This is Bruce City Wrestling Women's Champion Sierra.
I am the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell. Partake in libations and listen.
You're listening to the DWI Podcast.
DWI Podcast.
The DWI Podcast.
The best in the Midwest podcast from the best in the Midwest professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by DPP. Special interview today on the DWI Podcast, DPP, Ring of Honor superstar, and if not the, one of the best big men in the world of professional wrestling today, none other than our hometown favorite, the Beer City Bruiser.
The super heavyweight himself. He's had, quite a ride recently, PC Tunney. As we mentioned in the episode.
Yeah, we're going to get to a whole bunch of things with the Bruiser, from what kind of beer he likes.
Yes. Well, what else do you ask the Beer City Bruiser?
Yes, and to some of his favorite matches of the year as we get towards the end of 2017. So, folks, stay tuned. There's even a Harley Race story as we talk to our favorite man to interview, one of Milwaukee's worst, the Beer City Bruiser. Of the beers today, was that from today or was that over the weekend? Or
yeah, no, that was today. The wife and I were she dragged me out Christmas shopping.
Oh, nice.
And hey, you're getting it done early though.
And we pretty much got it all done, but she wanted to pick up a couple of little things, and we stopped where she works, and they got this flight of beer thing, and so I was doing a little taste test.
So you took her out beer shopping after that?
more or less, she took me. She actually works at a gastro pub, so They brew all this beer and stuff. So she's like, "Hey, I'm gonna take you here, and you're gonna love all this beer." And she's the one that suggested all the beers that I drank, and they're really good.
Where is it? Gastro pub?
Yeah, it's called Cafe Hollander. It's in Brookfield.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, they got 163 beers there, so I recommend it highly.
Sweet,
definitely. Yeah. That'll be my next stop.
Yeah, not too far down the road for me.
It's fantastic. The flight of beer I got was only $10. You get four beers, and they're pretty, real nice sized beers.
So, what are you, a IPA guy, a stout guy, a lager guy, or doesn't matter, or all of them?
I'm an everything but an IPA guy. I don't like very hoppy stuff. But gotcha. If I'm preferring stuff, I like stouts. Oh, I like the thick beer,
a little thicker, yeah.
And then I like wits too. You know, if you get the wheat beer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just found out, actually, when I was in Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, I found out the bourbon age beer. I don't know if you guys have tried that, the bourbon beer.
I have.
Yeah, and like, I'm a fan of that too, because it's like doing a shot of beer, like a shot. It's really good.
That'll bite you in the ass, so after a couple. I mean, the first time I had that, I was like, holy shit, this is a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's good though. Yeah, you're right. It's something different. So, being a Milwaukee guy, obviously a Wisconsinite, you got to be slightly disappointed from yesterday's big Badger loss to Ohio State.
I'm disappointed, but man, they had a good season. They finished undefeated. Ohio State's a decent team. 12-1 on the whole season. They still get to go to a bowl. I mean, it just shows how rigged college playoffs really are. You know what I mean? Like,
Bama's back again, right?
Exactly. And like, we were the dominant college team. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, 12-0 is a really good record.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. No matter who you are,
quite an accomplishment for Chris to get to 12-0. I mean, just the feeling we had going into last night was probably the biggest feeling they've had in Badger football history.
Yeah. And we kind of need that. I mean, with the Brewers season the way it was, the Packers the way they are, it's good to rely on Bucky.
Completely agree. Hey, let's switch over to some wrestling. You've been a very, very busy man, and I'm talking in particular of a three-day stretch that went from San Antonio, I believe, to Dallas, to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, the Survival of the Fittest tour.
Wrestling Shane Taylor, then a four-corner survival match, followed up by wrestling, only the best, probably, champion in the entire world right now, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that tour was a lot of fun. Shane Taylor and I were first round in the Survival of the Fittest tournament. I ended up losing to him, but it was a hard-hitting match. We made sure that before we went out there, we've been making a name for ourselves these past couple years. But now that we had that singles opportunity, we decided, hey, we're going to really put an exclamation point on why they use us and why we are the big men of Ring of Honor, and I think we did that. It was an amazing match. San Antonio, you guys, a fun crowd too.
Yeah, you guys proved to be two of the best big men in the business. If people haven't seen you guys' matches, they need to check it out. Like you said, the hard-hitting action is there, but at the same time, you guys are moving in that ring, and it's something to see. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and then the second night, I got to tag with, you know, my old reliable partner, Silas Young, Milwaukee's Worst, is what we're trying to get everyone to call us. And we were in the ring with the tag team champions, Motor City Machine Guns. We were against the Dogs, and then we got to wrestle some luchadors from CMLL. And it was actually my first time ever wrestling luchadors, you know, and it was a lot of fun. That was another real good match. We didn't win, but, you know, we made a statement that we're a tag team to contend.
Well, you guys had a lot of success leading into that. You beat Coast to Coast. You beat, who else? Beretta and Chucky T, right? I mean, you guys have beaten some formidable tag teams.
Yeah. We beat the Best Friends actually on pay-per-view too, which was really cool. And that's a big tag team. Like, they're right now over in Japan in the New Japan's Tag League. That's going on right now. It's a 30-day tour for the New Japan tag teams, and you get points every time you win or you lose, and then at the end of it, they crown, like, basically the top tag team in New Japan. And right now, Best Friends are over there, War Machine's over there, among, you know, obvious Bullet Club members and stuff like that.
Of course.
Sure. So it was real good to get a win over the Best Friends on pay-per-view too. Coast to Coast is another up-and-coming team. That was fun, a match that we had. And then, you know, Silas and I are just out there to prove a point that singles, we're strong. Tag team, we're strong. You want to find a third person for us, fine. Put them with us. We're still going to dominate, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up, because before I get to ask, I want to ask you a few questions about your singles competition. But before I get there, you mentioned six-man tag. One of my absolute favorite matches of this entire year was when you and Silas teamed up with Minoru Suzuki and took on the Hung Bucks. I mean, that was a great – I thought that was a great match. Just to, how was it teaming up with a guy like Minoru Suzuki?
Oh, man, he's a legend.
Definitely.
God, he is – just to be in the ring during his entrance was a moment. I mean, he's got such a cool entrance. And then, like, the crowd – the American crowd knew it word for word, and I remember looking at Silas going, how do these people know the words? Like, it was insane. And he's so good. He is truly what Japanese strong style is, you know. And anybody listening, if they don't know who Minoru Suzuki is, look him up. He
definitely
is a hard-hitting – I mean, he's a former MMA guy. He's got MMA wins under his belt. You know, he's the leader of Suzuki Goon, which right now is in Japan. If you go over to Japan, Bullet Club and Suzuki Goon are probably the top two heel tag stables going on in Japan right now. You know, we didn't win, and I kind of picked a fight with Suzuki afterwards.
It's probably not the best idea.
I'd love to see you two in a 30-minute Ironman match.
Yeah, it led to a singles match with Silas and Suzuki, and I got to manage Silas during that in Pittsburgh. And we would have won, but the other members of Suzuki Goon get interfered, you know, the Killer Elite Squad with Harry Smith, the British Bullpup. He came running out and kind of got involved, so I had to get involved, and it was just a big match, you know. Big thing.
Things happen when you're drinking beer. What can you say?
I right? know.
Always turns right? into a brawl.
It's not your fault. You're from Wisconsin.
Exactly.
I try to tell people that. They don't they understand. Don't we better. Understand Nobody you, loser. We get you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Huge match against Cody Rhodes. I mean, you've battled the likes of Jay Lethal, among others, in singles competition lately. Now talk to me about this match I just watched today on Ring of Honor television. Marty Scurll wrapped you upside the head pretty hard with that umbrella.
Oh, yeah, I had a ringing in my ears for a few days. And it broke the umbrella. Like, they don't show it on TV, but the umbrella actually breaks in half. So, like, when we were leaving the arena that night, it was just kind of sitting there, and he kind of left it behind, and I was actually trying to get it to bring it home. My daughter's a big Marty Scurll fan, which... this was her dream match because, you know, it's her dad, Marty, going at it.
And... hold on now. Wait a minute. So she was rooting for Marty to win the match too, right?
Oh, no. She didn't care. Like, I even told her when she found out I was going to be on TV, I'm like, well, do you care who wins? She's like, no, I'm just happy you're both in the ring. Like, if you can work awesome. It out where you don't, neither one wins. But, yeah, so the umbrella was sitting in back, and I was going to grab it, and then the Ring of Honor officials got it, and they're going to auction it off later on because it's
that's pretty cool.
It's a history thing, you know? So, like... I had to sign it. Marty signed it, and then they're going to auction it off for some charity down the road, which I think is better. It's going to charity and stuff like that, you know. But it was just – that umbrella hurts, man. it was a lot of things, but an umbrella hurts.
It sounded like it hurt because you could definitely hear the – whatever it is inside of there, whether it was wood or super hard plastic, you could hear the cracking across your back of your skull.
Yeah, and we weren't expecting it to break, and it broke. So.
Oh, you got – well. You got a thick head.
Yeah.
You got to tell.
Yes, I do.
You got to tell Marty Scurll next time that he's going to need more than an umbrella to take down the Bruiser.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to him. I said he's lucky I only had an 18-pack that night. If I would have had a 24-pack, man, that would have went down.
I love it. Big pay-per-view coming up. Final Battle, Friday, December 15th, 9 Eastern. Cody versus Dalton. That's the big main event there for the Ring of Honor World Championship. Silas Young going to be in the Fatal 4-Way Ring of Honor television match. Talk to me a little bit about that. You guys got to be having some plans to get him that title.
I will be ringside, nice. And we do have plans. Silas, he deserves it. He's been working so hard, and to not be included in a title, like just... not in title, any title situation is sad. So when he won that match against Jonathan Gresham, to be put in the match for this 4-way for the TV title, like, we right away came up with a game plan. I will be ringside. I guarantee you I will be ringside. We know how Shane Taylor works. We know how Punishment Martinez works. We know how Kenny King works. You know, I've been in a feud with Martinez for a little over a year. I've been in the ring with Shane Taylor, you know, numerous times. In fact, when Shane Taylor first started, his first couple tag matches were against me and Silas. So we know what he's all about. We know what Punishment's all about. Silas has gone back and forth with Kenny, you know, so I don't think there's going to be any surprises that they can throw at Silas. But Silas and I have been coming up where, you know, I'm going to be a factor in that match. I guarantee it. Like, Silas will leave that building with that belt. He has to.
Do you got a special batch of Beer City Brew, maybe, in that keg of yours coming down to ringside?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, if you watch the match with Cody Rhodes, I talk about how I couldn't wrestle Cody for the heavyweight title because I didn't win the Survival of the Fittest tournament. But I did tell him that I would wrestle him for the ring because my plan was to win the ring, bring it back to Milwaukee, pawn it off, you know, because that's got to be worth $10,000-$15,000 to throw Silas a celebratory party, whether it be for the TV title or the heavyweight title.
I like it.
I think all of Milwaukee would have been down with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'd have thrown the biggest party in Milwaukee's history. We would have made Crusher parties look just tiny.
Milwaukee's worst party.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Well... one of your proteges, if you will, is making a big mark in Women of Honor. Can you talk to us a little bit about Stacy Shadows and the success she's been having lately?
Oh, God, I'm so proud of her. She's doing everything she needs to be. In
the Midwest
Chicago,
Slayer, right?
What's the? Oh, yeah, definitely. She's got that new change with the masks and the new attitude. And she wrestled Sumi Sayaki at Chicago, and I know it opened up the eyes of there's a Japanese group called Stardom, which is an all-women's group. And I know she's kind of on their radar now after that match. So I keep telling her, keep an eye out. They're going to have an American tryout for girls, and I want her to do that because she can make $1 million, I think, in Japan. Oh. You know, like, she's an amazing wrestler. She is probably the best female wrestler on the planet today. You know,
I don't think you're going to get a disagreement from us. We've been watching her in Bruce City Wrestling for a couple years now, and yeah, she's one of the most amazing women wrestlers we've watched in quite a while.
Yeah, and she's
well deserved.
She's just getting better with every match. I know she had a feud with Malaya Hoska on a couple indies, and for anybody that's out there, if you can YouTube those, I mean, the stuff she does, Malaya's a legend from WCW back in the day, and Stacy shows why she's the future of women's wrestling. And to get a stamp of approval from a girl like Malaya is a big, big thing.
All right, I got two things for you. Because I don't want to keep you forever. That way, hopefully, you'll keep coming back and talking to us right here. And I know it's holiday season, so first of all, I want to wish you happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys, too.
And tell the family as well, the wife. We've seen her before at the local events, so we wish you guys happy holidays. Now,
thank you.
Being the end of the year. Thank you.
Mrs. Bruiser.
We'll come visit her and have a couple beers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Only if you tip well.
Oh, we don't believe in tipping. We believe in over-tipping. What has your favorite match been this year? I know that's a really corny question, but if it's not one, give me a couple of them that you really enjoyed. You look back and go, boy, that's one I'm going to hang my hat on for 2017.
I've actually got a couple. The Shane Taylor match for sure is up there. The match with Cody, that's up there. There's a tag match that Silas and I had with the Briscoe brothers. I really had a lot of fun with that. The six-man match with me, Silas, and Suzuki against the Hung Bucks, that was so much fun. Especially being in Vegas. The cool thing about that, too, is it was the main event of that show in Vegas. It was my first time main evented an actual Ring of Honor show. You know, those are the matches that I'm very proud of where I can say, hey, look, this is where I'm putting my mark. And this is why I belong in Ring of Honor.
Without a doubt, in our opinion, if not you're one of the best big men in the world right now, and it comes across in your if you want to say character, but that's who you are. You're the Beer City Bruiser, and your in-ring ability along with your promos are excellent too. So this is only the beginning for you, that's for sure. There's big things to come for the Bruiser, we know that. Before you go, give us a Harley Race story. It doesn't have to be a long one. It can be as long as you like. We always bug you for them, and we know you love talking about him. We love hearing about him. We got a chance to talk to Tommy Rich a couple times, and he told us a couple Harley Race stories. So we can't get enough. Please.
Okay. There was one time, it was the 4th of July, and we had all consumed a few beers.
what? Come on.
We were asking Harley stories and stuff like that. And we asked him what one of the most frustrating times was of his career. And he said, well, there was a time when Vince put me with that Native American fella. And he said, what Native American fella? He goes, you know, he wore the face paint, the Native American. We said, oh, Tatanka. He goes, no, not him. We're like, okay, Chief J. Young, you know, Youngblood? No. We're like, Native American that wore face paint? Like, we couldn't figure it out. Finally, he goes, well, you know, he's the guy who used to run to the ring and he'd shake the ropes. So, he only took a couple minutes. We're like, you mean the Ultimate Warrior? He goes, yeah, that's the guy. We're like, Harley, he wasn't a Native American. Well, then why did he wear face paint?
Oh, my.
None of us could argue with Harley.
True.
You know, sound from Harley Race's point of view, sound logic. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
It makes sense. It certainly makes sense.
Oh, yeah, boy. So that's my Harley Race story for you.
Well, thanks again, Bruiser. Tell everybody where they can find you and what you got coming up.
Let's see. This Friday, I will be at the Brew City Show. The Jingle Bell Bash, I think it's called.
Jingle Bell Bash.
In Columbus. Yeah, I will be there. I will be supporting my fellow heathens. Then, of course, on the 15th of December, we got Final Battle of the Pay-Per-View. Mm-hmm. December 16th, I'll be in Philadelphia at the 2300 Arena. We got ROH TV taping. You can find me on Twitter. It's at BCB Winchester. You can find me on Facebook. It's under The Beer City Bruiser. I got Instagram now. It's Beer City Bruiser. And go to my Pro Wrestling Tee store. It's prowrestlingtees.com/Beer City Bruiser. I got a bunch of shirts up there. Can always email my wife, too. She's on Twitter. She's at BCB Wifey. She handles all our merch stuff. So if you can't get it on Pro Wrestling Tees, Twitter her. She sends that stuff all the time. I got koozies on ROH Wrestling. If you go to ROHWrestling.com and click on the shop, I got koozies on there. And you can check out all the dates for Ring of Honor. Come check out me, Silas Young, the Bullet Club, Cody, everybody.
So what's on the koozies? What does it say on the koozie? Is it Beer City Brew?
It's a Beer City Brew. Yep, I have I have two left for sale at. I'll have for sale on Friday at the Brew City Show. But it says Beer City Brew. It says this beer is awesome. It's a 16-ounce koozie. They work.
Well,
we'll use them.
We're going to be there on Friday, so just don't sell them, and we'll see you, and we'll buy them. So they're already sold. Sorry, folks.
They're sold out.
Traction here. They're sold out.
Yeah,
you'll be getting more.
They're sold out. Yep, I will have the wife put them in a special spot for you guys. Just go find her, and she'll have them.
I'd like to I'd like to try and trademark the name Beer City Bruisies instead of Koozie. So
there you go.
There you go.
Very cool.
Bruiser, thanks again for the time. Happy holidays. Continue up the good work, and we'll see you Friday at Brew City Wrestling.
Sounds good. We'll have a beer.
Excellent.
Awesome, Bruiser.
Thanks again, Bruiser.
Yep. Bye-bye.